Effingham Radio News. I'm Samantha Letourneau. A Central Illinois deputy is facing attempted murder charges after police say he fired several shots at his wife as she ran for her life. Prosecutors in Taylorville yesterday filed formal charges against Macon County Deputy Marks Rogers. Illinois State Police arrested Rogers Sunday after a nine-hour standoff. Prosecutors say Rogers got into a fight with his wife, then pulled a gun and started shooting. He's being held on a $500,000 bond. Also, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich looks different, but still sounds the same, even after 6 years in prison. Blagojevich spoke with NBC5 Chicago yesterday, his first interview from prison, and said he's taking it one day at a time. The former governor's meticulously coiffed hair has turned silver, but he still sounds like the former politician who won election twice. Blagojevich says he still hopes a court will reduce his 14-year corruption sentence and maintains that he did nothing wrong. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. President Donald Trump plans to roll back an executive order that will allow police to lease military equipment, vehicles, and weapons. Equipment leased through the 1033 program since its inception in 1996 includes helicopters, Humvees, types of grenade launchers, high-powered rifles, and much more. Just over the border in Paducah, Kentucky, police there found it necessary to lease a mine-resistant vehicle and 78 M16 rifles. Adam Angievsky with the nonprofit Open the Books says the military program is open to an alarming number of non-traditional agencies.
Park districts, forest preserves, junior colleges, all receiving this type of military gear.
Des Plaines Police Chief Bill Kushner says the program allows for some questionable items, but he says some are necessities that save taxpayers thousands of dollars.
The LESO program does afford the opportunity to equip the police department to the best level possible for the least amount of money and the least burden on the taxpayer.
I'm Cole Lauterbach.